Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I'm Kate Romero, your host this evening, and I'd like to say thank you to BBS Radio and Don Newsom for giving us this great platform to raise consciousness by using Hollywood. And I have a great guest this evening, Nikki Nia, for Mother's Day, upcoming Mother's Day. It's a whole different kind of way to think about parenting and motherhood and leaving a legacy for your children. And I want to give you the website now, being this is internet radio. You can just pull her website right up, www.mommieslove.net. That's MOMMYSLOVE.net, not .com, it's .net. So www.mommieslove.net. And Nikki is an author and an artist. She is an intuitive and avid writer. Actually, she has been since childhood, and she's a mother of two children. She was inspired to write Mommy's Love shortly after her first baby was born, when it was discovered that after her first child's birth that she was suffering from multiple sclerosis. And after losing both of her parents as a child, she felt very passionate to have her own children know her care, integrity, and love through this delightful hardcover book now available nationwide. And it's an adorable book. I've read it a couple times myself. Nia's efforts as a children's author are based on the foundation of powerfully and organically merging the physical and emotional worlds together to create healthy, loving environments for all children. In addition to the Mommy's Love book, Nia also wrote and composed enriching, heartwarming music under the same title for mothers and children of all backgrounds to resonate with and to enjoy as well. Her vast and varied background gave her a rich tapestry of understanding with deeply rooted respect for all cultures. She was born in Tehran, Iran. However, she traveled to many European countries when she was very young, and she immigrated to the United States in her late teens, determined to build a life for herself, which now includes her husband and two young children. She's a graduate of Loyola Marymount University of Southern California, and she's committed to leaving a legacy of unconditional real love with heartfelt integrity for her own two children and the world for generations to come. And one thing that I noted is that Mother's Day is about gratitude for life and for living, and for moms and their entire families. It's not just for the moms, it's for everyone who gets to have their mother's love. And you'll experience in this interview Nikki Nia's passion to unite hearts across the globe on a deeper level. So without further ado, I'd like to invite Nikki Nia to join us. Hello, Nikki.
Hello, Katie. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. And I'm so glad that you could make time for this. I know you're a very busy mom and author and artist. So what's a typical day like for you, Nikki?
A typical day begins with my daughter waking me up.
Waking you up?
Yes.
Of course.
She wakes up very early in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I prepare breakfast for them, get them ready, get her ready to go to school, and my son, my daughter is 4 and a half, my son is 2 and a half.
Oh, my.
So we have our hands full.
Yeah.
Help them get breakfast, get them ready, get Kayla ready, go to school, and meanwhile, I'm mostly with my son at home, doing errands, pick Kayla up, and we go to the park together. In between, I do some writing. We paint together. As a matter of fact, Kayla is helping me out on my second book right now.
Oh, great.
She's painting with me, and she wants to have her own book.
Of course.
And we have different projects. We go to the beach. I do my best to keep the kids as close as much as possible, to keep them close to the nature and just be.
Right, right. And it's been, what, 4 and a half years since you discovered that you had multiple sclerosis?
Yes.
And how is it a positive attitude, Nikki, that really keeps you so healthy and strong, you think, along with good medical care, of course? What do you attribute to your great health?
Katie, that's a great question. Honestly, I all see it in God's hands. I have a strong faith, especially since I was diagnosed. I think the only thing, the most important thing that got me through multiple sclerosis was believing in God and knowing that I have a higher power that can help me go through the day.
Right.
It was very It was terrifying. It was horrible. Kayla was about 3 months when I was diagnosed with MS. And it was just terrifying as a new mom who lost her own mom in early ages to know that I was diagnosed with MS. And the way I was diagnosed with MS was just like so horrifying that I thought that I have to spend the rest of my life in bed.
Right.
So I just decided that to either go along with the disease and just be a non-person who's going to be there, or to just be there for myself, for the kids, and my loved ones, and whoever I can make a difference in their life, as little as possible, and go through this disease with a positive attitude and try to make a difference. And if anything happens, I just accept it. God willing, so far, I've been fine. And all I can do is just I take it one day at a time.
Right. That's all you can
do. And I'm just grateful for the moment that I have right now.
Now, with such a terrifying thing to have happen just after you gave birth to your first child, I mean, 3 months after, that just must have really made you get really present and really evaluate your priorities. And I can only imagine what that must have been like for you. And I'm wondering, was there any point at all, Nikki, where you asked yourself, where you got quiet and maybe asked the disease what it had in mind for you, what it came to bring you?
Of course, of course. I mean, as terrifying as it was.
Right.
I mean, I went through different stages. In the beginning, I had a lot of fears, anxiety, but after a while that I got to accept where I was, and I just got to the point that I knew there was a reason behind it.
Right.
And I paused and I looked back, and when I look at it right now, I look at it as a gift that was given to me.
Right.
It made me look back and just be a better person. Today I just look at my relationships. Everything I do, I think twice about it. I take a deep breath, and I honestly think twice about it.
Well,
the words that come out of my mouth.
Right. That's a remarkable gift to get from being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I think that anything that would cause you to, I mean, that's a powerful statement you just made, to suddenly be awakened to life to such a degree that you think twice about what comes out of your mouth. You think twice about your actions, and you probably think twice about the thoughts that you allow yourself to think. Because if you allowed this disease to take you over and let fear drive you, then it would probably be making you very sick. And you must have incredible strength and courage to be able to keep your thoughts purified so that you stay healthy. Is that something you consciously do?
Thank you. I do. I started working on myself, and I do it throughout the day. And I notice when I don't, I see the difference. I remembered in the beginning I used to like get tons of books about MS, and I had it wasn't easy, Katie, I'm being honest with you.
I believe
you. In the beginning, I was breastfeeding my daughter. I would just look into her eyes, had tears in my eyes, thinking that, oh my God, what's going to happen to my baby? What's going to happen to me? Am I going to be there for her? What's going to happen? It was just like very, very fearful.
Right.
And I'm so grateful, so grateful that today I know that I am here right now. I'm not thinking about tomorrow. And I know that for today, I'm not only doing my best right now, I do whatever it takes, because all I have right now is right now.
Yes. So your fear actually called your courage into action.
And they have.
Yes. And that's probably what's keeping you stabilized. And you've had another child since then.
Yes.
So it seems like you're doing great. What did the doctors say? That they're very impressed with how well you're doing?
They are impressed, but more than anyone around me, I'm just, again, I'm very, very thankful to my higher power.
That's fantastic.
More than anything in my life, It's my higher power.
Right.
That's keeping me.
Right.
And the path that I'm supposed to take.
Exactly. And, you know, when you surrender, which it sounds like you have absolutely done, you've surrendered to your life, you've surrendered to MS, you've surrendered to whatever is here to teach you,
right.
whatever it is here to teach other people. And I think that in that surrendering, actually I know that in that surrendering, you have allowed yourself to connect with Source, which is your higher power, in probably the best way you possibly could. Because it's only in surrendering that you can allow that in.
Absolutely.
And that's in my opinion, most likely what's keeping you healthy and sustained. And I want to give your website out again to our listeners. It's www.mommieslove.net. That's all spelled out, no spaces there. www.mommieslove.net. And Nikki also has just posted a blog on April 20th. Do you mind if I just run that past our listeners, Nikki?
My pleasure.
Okay. It says, I've been recently going through some rough times that made me look deeper at where I am in my life, what my values are, and what my commitments are. Am I living my life to the fullest? Am I doing whatever it takes, or am I doing my best? Am I grateful for the many blessings that I've been embraced with? When I imagine that it's my last breath and I look back at my life, what stands out as being spectacular? I take a breath and I envision myself to be a woman of integrity, to honor my family, to be loving and compassionate, and as little as I do, to be able to make a difference in someone else's life. I pause and feel great to still have the opportunity to be alive and accomplish my journey. I thank God for giving me the blessings of being where I am now, and I am convinced that everything happening in my life right now is exactly for the experience I need for my growth. Create a blessed journey. Peace and love. Nikki, that's beautiful, and very much what we've been discussing here. And wouldn't you say that being that this is your journey, that by healing yourself, you're healing others?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the only way really to impact anybody.
Absolutely. I noticed that throughout the day, Katie, with my daughter and my son.
Mm.
The days that I'm peaceful and I'm that I'm grateful and I'm at ease with myself, I totally notice the energy flowing around them and them being very peaceful too.
Oh, you know,
it's
our kids really pick up our energy because everything is energy.
Yeah.
And if mom is not okay, then the baby's not okay. Then the
Absolutely.
Kids are not okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm sure, Nikki, that every Mother's Day is like a really, really special event in your household.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, I giggle at the thought of what it must be like. It must be like Christmas and New Year's all rolled into one.
It is. My daughter is very creative. She picks flowers, she paints, and she comes up with all these creative thoughts and artwork, and my son is now, like, doing the same thing. So I'm very blessed. I am very blessed.
That's wonderful. Is your husband
you.
Creative, too?
He, in his own way, but he's a great support for me. He really is. He's been amazing throughout my journey, and especially with the disease that I have. As I'm talking to you, it just brings tears to my eyes, like, to know how supportive he's been in my life.
Oh, that's wonderful that you have that kind of sacred partnership.
It's amazing.
Yes, and you're a very strong family. And, you know, a lot of people, Nikki, who don't have hardships like this and are not facing disease and are not challenged in the ways that you're being challenged, you know, there are a lot of people whose lives are not as rich as yours, and they may have all the money in the world and yet not the kind of support that you have and the kind of fiber you have in your family, which is incredible.
That's
and
true.
It sounds to me like your children are learning a great lesson through your courage in this challenge as well.
They're amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, the children are a future.
They
so
are.
What they're witnessing you do, it's not what happens to us that matters, it's what we do about it that matters.
Exactly.
And there is the modeling and there is the richness and the wealth in and the lesson in what you're going through is modeling it for your children so they can go forth and model courage and strength in the face of adversity and challenge for others.
That's true. Thank you.
Yes. So what is the coolest thing that your son has said to you?
I can do it.
I can do it. Oh, what a great answer.
I can do it. I just remember I recently took them to a basketball game, and I signed him up. And in the beginning, he's not even three.
Right.
And he's like, he sees his older sister going to school, so he was just like very eager to go to any class to school. So I signed him up to this basketball class that is close to where we live. And the first day we went there, he was just looking around. He sees like the coach coming, talking about defense, offense, and he's just looked back at me, and I could see in his eyes that he wasn't sure what to do. And then like after a few moments, he just said, "Mommy, I can do it."
Oh, that's great.
Like, it was great. It felt so good.
Oh, sure. And hearing him say, "I can do it," made you know you can do it too.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Well, the fruit doesn't fall far from the tree.
Thank you.
So what is the coolest thing your daughter has said?
"I love you."
Aw.
She
Those words can melt anybody.
She comes throughout the day, puts her hands around me, and she hugs me, kisses me, and the loving words, it's amazing.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
So great. And Mother's Day is May 11th, and I believe you would like to offer all of the listeners free ground shipping if they order any of your products in your book from just mentioning this radio show.
Yes.
And I'm going to give a call-in number for anyone who's listening who'd like to call in and ask Nikki questions about her strength and courage and her motherhood, what caused her to want to be an artist and to write children's books and all of that. The toll-free number in the USA is 877-876-5227, and the toll-free number in Canada only is 888-815-9756, and the direct line is 530-876-3222. So if you want to give a call, we would love to hear from you. And meanwhile, go ahead and look at the website, which is www.mommieslove.net, and look at the products that Nikki has on there that she's offering. They're beautiful. I've seen the placemats, and they are laminated. They're like, you can't destroy them. I mean, you could spill anything in the world on those placemats, and they would still look fantastic if you just wipe them off. And they're Nikki's artwork, and they're colorful, and they're whimsical, and they're gorgeous, and they come presented with a beautiful ribbon, and they make an awesome gift. The book, the children's book, Mommy's Love Book, is amazing, and you have a CD also to go with the book, don't you, Nikki?
I do. The CDs, they can listen to the music on my website right now. The CD is not out yet.
Oh, it's not?
Out, and
can they pre-order it?
I'm sorry?
Can they pre-order?
Yes, they can, and the CD should be out in 2 weeks.
Great. So there's samples on your website,
yes,
which is www.mommieslove.net.
Yeah.
And I've listened to it myself, and it's just beautiful. It just sort of took me away and made me forget about everything for a few minutes. It was really nice. And who is the singer?
She's a music. Her name is Carol. She's studying music, and she has this beautiful heavenly voice.
Yes, she does.
That's amazing. That's unbelievable. And I was so happy to find her.
Great.
She just delivered it just the way I wanted it, and she's been amazing.
That's great. Well, you sound like you're pretty amazing, too, because you don't just produce CDs. You produce wonderful children and a book, and gosh knows. You're writing, actually, another book, aren't you?
I am.
Do you have a title for that one?
About peace. I have three more children's books that are coming out, and my last book that I'm working on is about War of Peace.
That's
the one that I'm working on, yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I noticed, too, on your website, which really, really touched my heart, is that you're interested in helping children to eat healthier and to understand what's good for them and to find a way to make it fun to eat the right foods.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Thank you. And all the placemats that I have, this journey started with my own kids, because especially after my diagnosis, I've read a lot of books, and we've been always trying to eat healthy, but with the kids, it's a different journey with all the advertising that's around, all the sweets, candies.
Right.
You want to make sure that you keep them in the right track from the beginning. So on the placemats, I have artworks of fruits and vegetables. I have, like, snow peas, disappears, oranges, all in like with like funny characters that that are appealing to the kids.
Right.
That I just wanted to encourage my kids
mm-hmm.
and all the kids to start eating healthy and to just like have it as a way of living. On the back of the placemats, they have their own art center that they can use washable markers
mm-hmm.
to do their own paintings. I just wanted to bring some fun and creativity and encourage them to eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it delivers.
Right.
It
well,
works with my kids and my friends. So.
Right, right. And if the placemats have fruits and vegetables, I particularly love the character you made of orange slices.
Oh, thank you.
And I love the bunny with the carrots, and then the sunshine is a slice of orange with carrots all around
carrots,
it.
Carrots, yes.
That's just so whimsical and cute.
Yes.
So if the children are loving the placemats and they want to eat the kind of fruits and vegetables that are on the placemats, then they can turn the placemat over and color and do whatever they like while they're eating those good foods. It's almost like helping them to fall in love with what's good for them.
Yes.
Which is a wonderful way to begin a life.
That's very true. Katie, I had no intention of like having placemats out, but I started doing this and creating those pictures with my kids, and it really worked with them. And then when I had friends coming over to our house, the kids loved them. My friends loved them.
Sure.
And we all talked about it. They're all telling me that, why don't you do this? Why don't you do this? Just like make placemats and just send it out. And more than anything, it's all about making a difference. And if out of all these kids, if one kid starts changing their eating habit,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a great success.
Oh, absolutely. I'm telling you, you wouldn't find anyone in more agreement with that than me and my sacred partner, John. We love the idea of teaching kids to eat healthy and eat right so that they can find the right body size and have the energy to grow up big and strong and to think right. Because if you're not eating right, you're not going to think right.
Very true.
And your spirit's going to get out of whack. And I know that sugar is considered to be a medicine, actually, in the Food and Drug Association.
Yeah.
It's considered a medicine. It's a drug. And when I happen to know from firsthand experience that if a person is eating too much sugar, they can't possibly get in touch with spirit. It absolutely squashes the spirit because they're numb. And to have too much sugar does all kinds of things to your metabolic system and really stunts a lot of the growth, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually as well. So I know that's very, very important for children. And you know, Mommy's Love is all about teaching your kids the right way the first time.
It is.
So tell me some tips on fun things to do with your kids.
Wow. We go to the nature a lot. We go to the beach. We go to the nature. We go to the woods. We're just like, we spend a lot of time in the nature as a family. We spend a lot of time together. We connect. It's a journey with the kids. We play a lot. We do all kinds of plays. You name it. My daughter becomes a mommy, and I'm the kid.
That's great. You let her become the mommy and you're the kid?
Yes.
That's wonderful. Love that.
They cook. They bring, like, my son and my daughter both. They become creative, and they make all sorts of things. We chop vegetables together. We make soup together. We go to the beach. We collect
seashells.
We just, like, I find every moment to connect. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, there are moments I'm not perfect.
Uh-huh.
That not everything, I mean, everything's not as rosy and as beautiful as I picture it every second. But we really, me and my husband are really, we make a lot of efforts to be present in our life and in our children's lives. And just to connect with them every moment that's available.
And how much importance do you put on now? I know that's very, very important, and I would like to hear what you have to say about it, about parents making time, absolutely making time, to stop, get present, and be emotionally available to their children, no matter how busy they are. How possible do you think that is?
That is very, very possible, Katie. My husband, he's a physician.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work full-time. We were both, we did our best. We limited, the amount of outside activities that we had and work. We just did our best to really be there for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that it is possible in every parent's. I'm sure lifestyles are different.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all doable if we want it to be doable.
It's a priority.
It's a priority. It's all about setting priorities.
Right. And MS will certainly get you to look at that.
It really did.
Yes.
really did. I'm sure that a lot of parents are very busy. But
mm-hmm.
5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half hour a day
mm-hmm.
to be with our kids, it's not much, but it makes huge, huge differences in
yes.
their life.
Yes.
To know that they're important in our lives.
Yes.
That they're loved. That they're mm-hmm. cared about.
Well, what do you think about doing physical activities together for that 10 or 15 minutes that you're together?
That's great. We sometimes do that. I have a neighbor that we sometimes, they have a 3-year-old son that we sometimes go around the block, we go for a walk, and we come back. Sometimes the kids look at the flowers. It's educational, it's spiritual, it's just amazing for them
mm-hmm.
and
right.
for us.
Right. And it can be 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and it's probably a memory that will last a lifetime in your children's
mind. For sure. Kids get tired if they want to go for 1 or 2 hour walk.
Mm-hmm.
But even that 10, 15 minutes
yes.
will go a long way with them.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's just a matter of making a choice and committing to it and doing it. And it's actually very good for the mom and dad, too, because of our busy lives. And it gives us a time to just reconnect with God and our kids and nature
totally.
and do something physical, which is good for us. And
totally.
And it's just good for everybody. And when you feel good, you feel God.
Totally.
And feeling good is very important. You have a section on your website that I read today. It says, is it mental or is it dental? What inspired you to put that on your website?
That is after I was diagnosed with MS, I was asked to remove all the mercury from my teeth.
Right.
So I was going from this dentist to another, and I finally found the dentist, Dr. Silkman, that I go to, and that's his article that he put on my website, which he had amazing touch, and I can't tell you how amazing I feel after I removed the mercury
yes.
from my mouth. So that's, and I wanted it just to encourage parents to start from early on
mm-hmm.
to take their kids to the dentist and start early on to take care of their kids' teeth and just do what we're supposed to do. It really makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yes, as I was reading through that article, I noticed that just even by the way your posture is can affect your hip and your knees later
oh.
in life.
Yes.
And the cranial sacral adjustments that you get from
chiropractic,
the hardware that they put on your head if you have a misalignment in your jaw or something,
right.
that can have a lifelong effect on a child.
It does.
If it's not corrected.
It does.
And I was fascinated by all of the details in that article, so please tell your dentist that I was very impressed with that.
I sure will. I'm sure that I'll forward this link to him. I'm sure he'll be very impressed. Thank you, Katie.
Yes. And what was his name again?
Dr. Ray Silkman.
And does he have a website?
I'm not sure.
Would be handy that you would like
but
to share?
He's in West Los Angeles.
Well, anybody who would like to know who this dentist is, it's probably in the article on your website, right? How to contact him?
They can email me and all. It is. Most of his information, his name and address should be there. And if anyone needs further information, they can email me and I'll email
Great.
Most
Great.
Information.
Great. And I want to remind everybody to please go to this website and look at these beautiful products that Nikki has on there to offer for anyone listening free ground shipping for Mother's Day if you mention that you heard about it on Spiritual Hollywood. Nikki,
yes.
Isn't it? Don't you give some of the proceeds from your book to MS or
yes.
some charity?
I give 10% of the proceeds from the profit of the sales to nonprofit organizations that support a variety of causes, with an emphasis on helping find a cure for multiple sclerosis.
Right, that's what I thought, and I think that's a wonderful thing to do. 10% is a good tithing.
Thank you. And now that you mentioned it, I just want to, for those listeners who are in the Los Angeles area, there is an event that's called Race to Erase MS. That's Nancy Davis's foundation, that they're really dedicated to find cure for multiple sclerosis, and every year they have events, and this year they have it this coming Friday at 6:30 p.m. in Hyatt Regency Century City, May 2nd.
Mm.
And the phone number that they can get more information about this event is 310-440-4842. Or they can just go online, go to Race to Erase MS, and they can get more information about that.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for letting us know that. And what are the things that you should always do with your baby that people may not realize?
For me, it's been always to connect with them, to hold them, to tell them that I love them, that how important they are in my life, and I care about them, and just to connect with them.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly find every opportunity to connect with them.
That's wonderful. I can imagine that you have enough photographs of your children to wallpaper the Taj Mahal. I suspect
that's
you do.
We talk about at home. Every time I walk around, we go out, I have my camera, and my husband's like, oh, my God. That's why we have our memories. There's no more place to put. And thank God we have digital cameras.
Oh, yes. Believe me, I know that. I'm
always
a shutterbug. Yeah. I could wallpaper the whole planet with the pictures I took of my son.
I've noticed you have beautiful pictures on your website, too.
Oh,
thank you. I saw them last night.
Thank you. And your artwork is just amazing, Nikki. It's like you channel it.
Thank you, Katie. Now that we're talking about my website, because I know that... there's this person who really made a difference in my website with all the work and effort and just his being, and his name is Batman, and he's the one who created my website at Clotho Company. It's C-L-O-T-H-O. I'm just I know that he's listening. I just wanted to thank him.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Being there.
Yeah, and it
him
says on the website.
Wife, they are just amazing support in my life.
That's wonderful, and it is a beautiful website. I just love this website. The first time I visited it, it was before I actually got to know you at all, or before you had your first meeting to start working with media, and I said, this woman is very special, and the message that she has is very special, and after seeing your website, Nikki, I was not the same person anymore. To see that someone would be so interested in mommy's love and that first feelings of love to their child and that warmth and connection that's so much your passion and purpose, to find that's really existing in the world just really changed me. And, for a lot of people in the world, they had very busy parents or unavailable parents or whatever the situation is, and were not really, did not really receive the mommy's love that they needed and craved.
Mm-hmm.
That was their birthright. And
right.
They've grown into adults who are afraid to love and have a lot of issues about a lot of things, abandonment and fear and all of that. So to put an emphasis on mommy's love and the initial first beginnings of a child's life, and to make sure that that is correct and that foundation is solid and strong, can actually literally change the world. Truly change the world, because our children are our future.
That's very true.
And mental health begins at birth.
That's very, very true.
And it looks to me like, you know, the one thing that you want to make sure you provide is love. And love does heal everything. So to provide love from the very beginning and make sure that that's your message in life, wow, that's the answer to everything. And your website is so beautiful and whimsical. It's like you could just spend hours there listening to the music and watching that ladybug crawl across the screen.
Thank you,
and the dragonfly.
Thank you. When I first, I had no intention of creating music. So I've been always writing, but music, I always loved to listen to music. I've never created any songs or music. But when I was, after I was diagnosed with MS, I remember driving around just crying in the car, hoping to be able to see my kids and to feel them, to be able to hold them, touch them, walk with them. It was just, it was really terrifying the way I was diagnosed. For all the listeners who are out there, I strongly believe that with hope and with faith, we can conquer the whole world. We really can.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing can stop us.
Right.
And I am so grateful that today I can see them and I can just give them as much love and attention that they deserve. And they deserve a lot. They deserve the world. They really do.
Yes, all of our children do.
Yes.
And the point of the books that you're writing and the website and the legacy that you're leaving was coming from a place of, if God forbid you were not here, your children would still feel loved by you regardless.
Yes.
That's fantastic. You've reached into the future, into the non-physical, and placed yourself there for them in case something happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's there's no insurance policy better than that one.
I hope so, yes. I strongly believe in that, but...
Yeah, and I haven't seen anyone do that before, so that was very, very creative of you.
Thank you, Katie.
Pure creation. So is there anything that you would like to tell us about when you started drawing and painting and creating as an artist?
What I started doing that as an early child. I always used to write and draw. And one way of me connecting with my mom was through writing. I lost my mom when I was 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I remembered as soon as I started it, to know how to learn how to read and write, I was just reading, I was writing letters to her. And that was one way of me connecting to her.
Mm.
I would just like write every day. I remember like even like when I was a little older, every time I was just alone with myself, I would just write out, write down like what happened during the day.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed writing. And my dad, I mean, they've been like very creative. So I would see him like doing creative things with his hands. He was an architect, but he used to draw and he would paint. So I've been always amazed with his artwork. So that was just like something that was just, I was just doing it to express myself. I've been always writing and creating and painting.
Mm-hmm. How did you come up with this character that I love so much, the one with the watermelon legs and the banana hat and the orange and lemon slices and grapefruit and blueberries and strawberries?
My kids had 2 bunnies. So every morning we used to go and feed bunny with broccoli and carrots.
Right.
And that's what, I mean, when I created the bunny, I was just like, all I was thinking was them feeding the bunny. And then they would just, I remember like playing with them and telling them, okay, let's eat our carrots. Bunny's
mm-hmm.
eating their carrots. Let's eat our carrots too. And they would eat their carrots and their broccolis. So
aww.
That's how I came up with it. I had this Russian lady, her name was Olga, who helped me out with the characters and who helped me. She's fascinating. So she helped me out throughout the way too.
Well, it's just so creative to have the bunny standing on a giant cabbage leaf or lettuce leaf, and his body's made out of a pear, and his feet are made out of apples or pear slices, and a carrot in his hand, and another pear for a head, and a strawberry for a nose, and then cantaloupe slices for ears, And it's so whimsical that I can hardly stand it.
And Katie, anything to do, anything that makes them, that encourages them to eat healthy, to eat their veggies.
Well, yeah,
I'll just
eat
come up
that.
We just come up with every day we just come up with something.
Right.
To give them their veggies and their fruit. So.
Right. And this is on
one
your
way of doing
snack.
It. And I hope it works.
Or
for others too.
Well, it gives me a craving to go eat a bunch of fruit and vegetables every time I look at them. So, and I love
thank
fruits
you.
And vegetables anyway. But,
thank you.
But the, you know, these placemats to have this kind of whimsical fruits and vegetables on it
mm-hmm.
is, it's fascinating. It's so creative to do that and to make them washable and have a place on the back for them to create their own things and have that be, the washable markers. And I'm just really fascinated by your creativity, Nikki. You really are channeling what the world needs, and you've got love in every single thing you do.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I appreciate that, and thank you. It's so nice to see that. And, you know, being a mom, I did my best for my son, and if I had it to do over, would I do it different? Yes, I would, because I know more,
mm-hmm.
and I would certainly make sure he had plenty of these placemats and your book and your
CD. I'm glad
to
hear that. Thank you.
Yeah, but I just didn't know this sort of thing was available. And I feel very fortunate that I happened upon your website. And I've already sent a lot of your things to the new moms that I know in my life.
Okay.
I do something called quantum hypnotherapy, and we have 5 quantum babies. And I've given as gifts some of your products to the babies. And the moms just love the Mommy's Love book, and they read the book to their babies every day.
I'm
even though
glad
one
to
is,
hear that. Thank you.
Yeah, one is 6 weeks old, one is 8 months old. And one is 9 months old. So they just love showing the pictures because they're so colorful. And the words are very melodic, you know, when they read from the book.
Yes.
It's very melodic the way it's written. And it's just simple.
Yes.
Like, you know, say what one of the pages say. Something like, Mommy's love is your name on my lips or something. What is it?
Every
I don't have it in front of me.
Every lip loves to kiss, and Mommy's lips love to kiss you.
Yes.
It says every hand loves to hold, and Mommy's hands love to hold you.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
It is. It's just so elegant. And
you know, I sometimes, when I read, like, before my kids go to bed, I read them books or stories. I have to change, like, a lot. I have to simplify a lot of the pages just
mm-hmm.
for them to connect with the pages.
Right.
And not to bore them.
Mm-hmm.
So I really make it simple
right.
for the kids.
Right, and I noticed, too, that you have in the Mommy's Love book all different cultures and ethnic backgrounds.
Yes.
And that's very important to teach that love is all colors.
Yes.
And it's brilliant to start so early on like that. And I really get what's in your heart, and I really get that your message is to unite everybody and
I
make a difference.
I strongly believe in unity,
yes.
Katie. And I strongly believe that no matter what color we have, what race we all have the love that we can share. And the
mm-hmm.
more we share it, the mm-hmm. bigger it becomes. And I strongly believe in that.
Yes. And if it took something that really shook you to your core, like being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis,
mm-hmm.
to really awaken you to your heart's calling to this degree, then, you know, it is a blessing and it's frightening. And like I said before, you know, courage shows up when you're afraid. So sometimes it takes something to make you afraid to get you to be courageous. And I see that you've done that with what's been given you. And you're making a difference for everybody already. And the passion that you have to make a difference for every breath that you take for somebody is obvious. And that's really wonderful. And Mother's Day for me will be a lot more special just because I know that you're out there doing what you're doing. And, you know, it's just...
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
Well, you know, would you mind adopting me?
Oh, you're so sweet.
Because this is, you know, it's really a beautiful thing to have somebody who's so attentive and present. And it is a busy world. It's a very busy world. And who's got time to even comb their hair sometimes? But, you know, our children are are everything, and they, as I said, are our future. And I knew when I was a single mom,
mm-hmm.
and my son's father happened to be God because his father wasn't present. So I just made sure that we had constant contact with God, and I took him to church, and I did everything I thought was right. And I knew that I had only one shot to do it right, because I knew that if I didn't give it all I had, and sometimes, you know, being a single mother in the way that I was felt like an affliction,
mm-hmm.
and it shook me to my core, and I was scared a lot of the times, and I could have won an Oscar for all the times I acted like I wasn't scared so that my son would feel peaceful. And it's very, very important, the messages that we give to our children.
It really is.
Very
it is.
Important.
It
so,
is.
So when you write your book on world peace, can you share with us a little bit of that, how that will look, or is that kind of something?
Sure, no, I can share that. I mean, what it all happened after I attended a seminar, and I was told that the seminar is all about world peace, and I was just there through the middle of the seminar, and I noticed, like, all they were talking about was to empower one country in the region. And here I was just thinking, wouldn't that be nice if we could all take a stand for what we believe in instead of taking a position? And that's why we're having all these fights,
mm-hmm.
not only like between countries to countries in our daily life.
Mm-hmm.
If we could all take a stand and not really taking a position and knowing that we're right, because in that position, if everybody is right, that's when we have all these fights.
Right.
So that's when I started to think and to write this book. And I just, throughout the book, I just started working on myself,
mm-hmm.
how to create peace in my own life.
Yes.
And by doing that, how I can just pass it along.
Yes. Well, that's where peace
share
starts.
It with others.
Yeah, that's where peace starts. It starts
yes.
within ourselves.
Yes.
And if we don't have peacefulness in ourselves, we can't possibly provide it outside.
Very true.
At all.
Very true.
So the kinds of seminars that you took that really awakened you to this kind of a knowing,
mm-hmm.
Is that something that is a mainstream kind of a seminar, or is that something that not too many people know about?
Well, the last one that I'm telling you
yes.
about?
Yes.
No, these are just like the mainstream. These are like, this one just was a regular seminar. No. It had nothing to do. I just don't want to mention the name of that specific seminar.
Mm-hmm.
But because it was with like some friends and family. And
oh, got it.
They were. But no, it was just like, but I took a lot of workshops. I took a lot of seminars. I took landmark forums that really helped me. I had a lot of self-discoveries throughout that, but more than any of these workshops, I look at these workshops and classes as just tools for us to help us. They're just extra tools
mm-hmm.
to help us go through our days and our just through our journey to discover more about ourselves and to empower ourselves and to create possibilities in our lives. But more than anything, something that worked for me was to have faith, to believe in my higher power, and to know that after all, there is a higher power. There is God that
mm-hmm.
watches over me
mm-hmm.
that can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to stress myself and be the God in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to let go. It's
mm-hmm.
okay to accept.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to be, to forgive myself. I'm much kinder these days. I am much kinder to myself. And believe me, as I'm saying it again, I have my days that I lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I'm not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I do horrible mistakes. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, when I'm alone with myself, I'm able to forgive myself.
Right. Well, mistakes are just lessons.
That's it.
And they have wisdom in them.
One of the most profound things that I've heard from someone was that we all make mistakes, but we're not the mistake. And that was a great lesson for me. Okay,
oh,
I was
yes.
such a perfectionist that I had to do everything just in the best way possible.
Right.
But that was a great, great lesson for me.
Right. And, you know, with what you're teaching and providing for children and their parents and for mothers, some mothers just aren't born knowing or don't have a natural, innate, maternal feeling towards their children. They don't know how to bond with them.
Right.
And there are these young mothers who don't have a clue because they're still children.
Right.
And your books can certainly help them quite a bit to learn to connect with their babies and their children and to help them grow up to be strong and emotionally stable adults. Because, you know, oftentimes children grow up to be perfectionists because our parents didn't know what to do with us.
Right.
And, you know, even if we had the most conscious parents on the planet,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's largely an insane world. And if you don't believe that, look at a history book. So, you know, to have something so simple and sweet and pure and innocent and kind and loving and giving and generous as mommy's love in the world, just to go and you know, any grown-up, go look at this website and just get lost in it a little bit and connect with your inner child and re-educate your inner child by reading this book to your inner child. That'll make a big difference right there.
It does.
Yes, absolutely. So we're coming up on the end of the Spiritual Hollywood Hour, Nikki, and I'd like to invite you to take the next 60 seconds and just say what's in your heart right now and just trust whatever is there and let it come out. And I know that there's somebody out there that needs to hear whatever it is you're going to say. So whenever you'd like to start.
Sure. At first, I want to thank you and thank all the listeners to listen to our show together. And I would like to send my love and blessings to all of you. And just to let you know that by having faith, acceptance, and just to do your best, and not only doing your best, doing whatever it takes, you can conquer the world. And just have faith, and everything will be the way it's supposed to be. And I'm sure there's a lesson in that for all of us. And
surrender.
If I can just give one thing,
mm-hmm.
and wish one thing, would be just peace and love.
Mm-hmm.
And I just send all my blessings and my love and wish you all well. Thank
yes.
you so much for having me here.
Yes, and we all wish
you so
well,
for
Nikki.
To me.
We are all sending you energy to keep you healthy and well and keep doing this wonderful work that you're doing.
Thank you.
And I want to give your website again. It's www.mommieslove.net. Go there, take a look, take your shoes off, breathe deep. And while I'm at it, I'll just remind you to stand up really tall, take a deep breath, and love yourselves. And remember, the last six letters of attraction are action, so get busy creating the life that you can live fully and love and make a difference for somebody today.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Nikki, and thank you, everyone.
Thank
we'll
you,
see
Katie.
You next week.
I just want to wish you a happy Mother's Day, and to all the moms out there, I really wish that you have a wonderful and happy, happy Mother's Day.
I believe
enjoy
that.
It, and I hope that all the kids out there are just grateful that their moms are there and just take every moment to appreciate their moms and moms to connect with their children.
Absolutely. And what a
happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Nikki, for saying
thank
that.
You.
And happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Thank
Good
you.
Night, everyone.
Good night.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.